Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Pedro Fernandez.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look this hour into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up, we've got all kinds of UFC to talk about. Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano, the super fight of 2014. I thought it was going to be Chris Cyborg Santos and Ronda Rousey. Of course, that was scheduled for December. At least they were talking about penciling it in for the end of 2014. But now, Gina Carano talking about a comeback. We'll talk about that. The women, the ladies of the UFC and MMA taking center stage in the first portion of today's show. Of course, we're coming off that UFC fight night in Dubai. And the best thing about Dubai, I can tell you, was me getting out of there. Even though I had to spend $1,600, I went over there to do a promotional gig with a guy. I won't mention his name because he burned me on all kinds of money. But I got to the airport, and my airline ticket wasn't paid for, so I had to pay for a cash. $1,600. And I was sick for 10 days. I was only there 7 days. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm glad that Roy Big Country Nelson was able to knock out Big Nog over tonight on UFC Fight Night from Dubai, but I'll never go back. I don't care if the world's tallest building's there. They could offer me a pot full of money. I'm not going back to that hell hole in the sand. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We expect Phil Bam Bam Daru, MMA fighter, of course, conditioner out of Florida. We'll talk about UFC events. We'll talk about Evicta. We've got Bellator. Straight up, all kinds of MMA news today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
The smooth sounds of Mr. Rick Stevens, the godfather of Northern California, man. When it comes to smooth soul, him and Lenny Williams, they got it going on. Of course, that's Tower of Power, circa 1972. Bump City was the album. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Real quick, Big Country Nelson, Roy Big Country Nelson. What can I say? He continues to win. He isn't the most polished fighter in the world, but guess what? He scores, and he hits hard. And he continues to win, and you got to give him props. And whether you don't like, maybe you don't like the way he looks physically, he doesn't look like the most conditioned guy in the world. But guess what? He brings it. He brings it day in and day out. And there's not too many fights in which he's dogged it about. And you got to give Big Country some credit, taking out Nogueira the other night. Of course, that was UFC Fight Night. That was from Dubai, as I said, the Du Arena in Dubai. But man, if you ever get a chance to go to Dubai, don't go. Just don't go. A lot of the women there are all, most of the women are either wearing burkas, and the ones that aren't working burkas are working girls, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, those kind of working girls. Straight up, wasn't the, of the 33 countries that I visited in the world, or touched down on an airplane in this world, that wasn't one of my favorite spots. No question about that. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. We're looking at some of the upcoming UFC fights. Of course, the big fight, and we'll talk about this with Phil Bam Bam DeRue is, and I think this is going to be a hell of a fight. UFC on Fox, 6 days from now, April the 19th, Saturday, from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Fabrice Werdum taking on Travis Brown. Travis Brown is an incredible talent. He's 6'7". He's a breakout fighter in the heavyweight division for 2013. On everybody's scorecard, I mean, everybody's year-end results, he was the breakout fighter. No question about that. The number he did on Josh Barnett, and Josh Barnett was a two-time UFC heavyweight title holder. I mean, the number he did on him was just, God, you had to turn your face away from the octagon or the TV set. That's how punishing those elbows were. But these elbows are what makes Travis Brown what he is. At 6'7", and coming down on guys with these elbows, it's just vicious. And I just don't think that Werdum, of course, who was scheduled to fight Cain Velasquez until Cain Velasquez got hurt and required shoulder surgery. He's rehabbing from that right now. So Werdum was out the title fight. Now he's in against Travis Brown. That's UFC on Fox. And that's the big network, folks. That's the big Fox network, the one that brings you the NFL and all those TV shows and that kind of good stuff. It's the real network, the Fox network. UFC on Fox. That's UFC on Fox 11, I believe. Fabrice Werdum and Travis Brown, April 19th on Fox TV, the big Fox network. Got to check out that card. It's got an outstanding undercard. We'll go over that with my guest, Phil Bam Bam DeRue, in just a minute. Of course, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you in part by Alchemy Water. Learn that there is a difference in the water that you drink. Alchemy Water is A-L-K-A-M-E, water.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So we've got this big fight, of course, coming up for Fabrice Werdum and Travis Brown. But I look up to UFC 172 and Glover Teixeira challenging John Jones. Glover Teixeira, according to Kyle Kingsbury, hits harder, hit him harder than Cain Velasquez ever hit him. And he spars with Cain Velasquez often with those light gloves. But he says that Teixeira hit him so hard he couldn't believe it. It cleaned his clock, okay? And Kyle gives him props, all kinds of mad props. But he hasn't looked that good in the last couple of fights, you know, leading up to this title clash with John Jones. Of course, John Jones, a loser in one fight, who was against Mark Hamill, which he was disqualified. And, you know, he beats Mark Hamill 15 times out of 13 times. Just that one time he got disqualified throwing elbows on the ground. But essentially, John Jones, the 6'4", 205-pound light heavyweight champion out of Atlanta, GA, listened today probably on 3WE down there in Atlanta. But straight up, he is a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he showed he can fight. He showed he can box a little bit. He showed he can grapple. He is the complete consummate warrior. And right now, he's ranked number one in most people's minds as the best fighter pound for pound in the world of the UFC. Of course, Renan Barrail, he's got to get some props there too. I'm talking about the 135-pound champion. He is the real deal. He hasn't lost a fight since like 2004, 2005. And, you know, when you look at the entire picture of top-tier fighters as far as the UFC is concerned, you've got to mention Barrail. You've got to mention Chris Weidman. Of course, Chris Weidman going to go in UFC 173, and that's coming up. Do you take that? UFC 173. Take that back. UFC 175 against Lyoto Machida. That's in July. They'll be at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, this is a good July 4th weekend. July 4th will be on Friday night. You get to go down there, check into your little hotel. Always good to stay off the strip. Sometimes you want to save money. You can stay off the strip just a couple of blocks. Save a bunch of bucks, okay? Go to hotwire.com, book your room, book your flight, get your tickets. Chris Weidman, the undefeated, hasn't been taken off his feet, I think, except for one time against Anderson Silva, and it was sort of like a half a takedown. Chris Weidman, undefeated, untouched, world middleweight champion, beat Anderson Silva, knocked him out the first time, then broke his leg the second time with a knee check, as far as a shin kick was concerned. But July the 5th, he takes on Lyoto Machida, and the reason why he's fighting Lyoto Machida instead of my man, Vitor Belfort, is not really my man. He was a phenom at one time, but steroids. The guy takes steroids, legal steroids. Testosterone replacement therapy has been outlawed by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They legalized it. They permitted it. Fighters like, boxers like Lamont Peterson were able to take TRT. Chris Weidman, lots of fighters, a whole lot of UFC fighters. Anderson Silva was not able to take any steroids. He never did, even in his rebounding. As far as his coming back, they say there was no steroids involved in his recovery, and he's still trying to recover. He wants to come back. He's back in the gym. He's sparring. But, man, Chris Weidman is just a mountain that he can't climb. He can't conquer Chris Weidman. Weidman is the real deal. He is the real deal. And, of course, the Dragon, he's going to prove that he's back. Lyoto Machida, coming off a couple of great wins. Of course, one over Mark Munoz, the Filipino wrecking machine. But Weidman, got to be considered a big favorite in July over Machida. Probably a 2.5-to-1 favorite, at least in my mind, because I think Weidman, based on the fact he's never been taken down, based on the fact he's never really been in a fight in which he's losing, he's the real deal. He's the undefeated world middleweight champion. And July the 6th, that Sunday, he'll still be the world UFC middleweight champion. So all kinds of UFC fights coming up, of course. Benson Henderson's in action. That's June the 7th. That's UFC Fight Night. It'll be on Fox Sports from Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the Trigley Coliseum. I televised a couple of fights there back in the day with Johnny Tapia. Remember him? La Vida Loca, the former boxer out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, that had all those drug issues. He was suspended from boxing for a couple of years. He died of a heart attack a couple of years ago, and they found a lot of drugs in the room, but it wasn't drugs. It was a heart attack that took Johnny Tapia down. Anyway, Albuquerque, a big fight town. They've got the pit there. That's on the University of Albuquerque campus, I believe, University of New Mexico campus. And then they've got these other great arenas. The Trigley Coliseum is outdoor. It's going to rock. It's going to go down June the 7th. Benson Henderson in the main event. Straight up, speaking of Mark Munoz, he's back taking on Musawi. That's May the 31st. And he's going to go all the way to Berlin, Germany. I kid you not. So we're going to get Mark Munoz on the show in the next couple of weeks and talk about Mark Munoz traveling across the pond. May the 31st, the last day of May, at the O2 Arena in Berlin, Germany. Fights are just exploding in Europe. They're exploding as far as MMA is concerned. They're exploding in Russia. A lot of these great MMA fighters are coming out of the former Soviet bloc, just like in boxing. You've got Gennady Golovkin, Ruslan Provodnikov, Vladimir Klitschko. In the world of MMA, you've got these great MMA fighters coming out of there because you know why? You get tired of wiping your butt with a rock. Okay? Nobody wants to do that. These are hard times for these people over there. They know what it is to struggle. Americans don't know what it is to struggle. That's why we aren't producing great fighters. We just aren't. Be it in boxers or MMA, percentage-wise, we're not producing the level of fighters we were 10 or 15 years ago. I just don't think we are. I really don't. And I think that's because of the internet and texting and people kicking back and, you know, being able to play video games instead of going outside. I mean, kids don't even go outside anymore in the United States. They don't. They're like prisoners of their household after school. Come on. I never even went home after school. I went to the gym. Guys don't go to the gym anymore. They go home and they play video games. That's what's wrong with the United States athlete. That's what talking about the hunger, the lack of hunger in U.S. athletes. That's it right there, the lifestyle. You are tuned to and processed food. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
So no kidding. There I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yahoo!
Godfather of soul himself, the late James Brown. Saw him go on stage one time in Oakland, California, the Paramount Theater. It was backstage with Tower of Power, who opened up for James Brown, and that was quite an experience. Came out, Big old mirror, made sure his hair was perfect. They put the fur coat on his shoulder, and he stepped out on stage at the Paramount Theater, the godfather of soul, may he rest in peace. JB, Mr. James Brown in the house. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Florida is Phil Bam Bam DeRue. Phil, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good, Pedro. What's going on, bud?
Not much, man. Tell me about your gym down there. Where is it, in Fort Lucie?
Yeah, it's Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's like a little close from Orlando, in the middle of Orlando and West Palm Beach. It's a small town, but the gym itself is called DeRue Fitness Performance. It's, we have about 11,000 square feet. I run boot camp, strength and conditioning. We have a boxing gym in there, and I do some MMA conditioning, obviously, as well.
You know Howard Davis?
Yes, I do.
Howard's a class act. Always was as a boxer and still is as a trainer.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I had a couple of guys that fight on his promotion now. Is Fight Time Promotions down there in Fort Lauderdale. So he's definitely a good guy, though. We like him a lot.
You know, we're talking about Howard Davis, folks, the 1976 MVP of the Olympics as far as boxing was concerned and a gold medalist. But he never got that title as a pro. I mean, he came close against Edwin Rosario, got knocked down in the 12th round, and the judges in Puerto Rico took it from him. But I thought he won that fight straight up, a very good fighter. Now, let's talk about Alchemy Water, because this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you in part by Alchemy Water. It's alkamewater.com. What's the difference between regular water and alchemy water? Tell me.
Well, it's a total difference in the taste in general. But as far as the vitamins go, it has antioxidants in there to help you keep going as far as, you know, your strength and your training. I love it. I feed it. I give it to all of my athletes. You know, it's a moderately higher pH level balance, so it actually helps you breathe better. It helps you recover faster from training, and it's just a better overall product of water. You can taste the, how clean it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I like it a lot, though.
Okay, let's change gears from water to performance-enhancing drugs. Testosterone replacement therapy was recently banned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, who were the first to foster it a couple of years ago. And, of course, guys like Vitor Belfort took advantage of that. Now he's not willing to fight Chris Weidman, and USC 175, Lyoto Machida, stepped in because they won't allow him to take testosterone replacement therapy. Where do you stand on that testosterone replacement therapy, Mr. Bam Bam DeRue?
Well, I mean, it is a touchy subject, and, throughout the years, testosterone has obviously been prevalent in sports. People don't want to talk about it. It's a very touchy subject, like I said. But, you know, I believe that everybody should have a fair playing field. And, people like Vitor, man, and they're older in age, you know, they're getting up there. It's going to be hard for him to compete with these younger guys. You know, not saying that, you know, it's the right thing to do, but I don't blame him for trying to go that extra mile. We all have that competitive edge. We all want to do more than, you know, what's possible. So, I mean, for him to do that, and any other athlete that thinks they need it, you know, I mean, not to say that it's the best thing to do, but I can't blame them for wanting to be the best. You understand?
Yeah, we're talking with Phil DeRue, folks, of the DeRue Fitness Performance. Of course, DFP, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But you started off with a little tiny gym, and now how many feet you got?
I got 11,000 square feet, and it sucks to clean it, let me tell you.
Okay, you're the janitor and the operator?
I have to do everything. No, I'm just kidding. I got a lot of people that help me out. But yeah, it's a great facility. You know, I started off in an 800-square-foot box, and now we're in 11,000 square feet. With over 200 members, I have, you know, and I train professional athletes too, which is my main passion also.
Okay, let's go back to the steroid thing, the testosterone replacement therapy in Vitor Belfort. The only reason why he needs to take testosterone replacement therapy was that he took steroids in the past and it burnt his body out. So should he be rewarded for cheating in the past?
Well,
am I touching on touchy subjects here or what?
Well, you know, it just depends. I mean, for me, not really. But, you know, obviously we have athletes in general that take testosterone and take performance-enhancing drugs. Now, do we talk about him down. I don't know exactly if he was on it back then. You know, people say he was, people say he wasn't, you know, but as of right now, you know what I mean, since he can't take it now, you see what happens, you know what I mean? Now he's not fighting, so, or he's not fighting for the belt. So, I mean, you know.
Guess all right, because Chris Weidman will lick him like a stamp anyway. Chris Weidman's the real deal, man.
No, I know, man, I know. He's no joke, man.
You know, I saw him fight Mark Munoz in San Jose a few years ago, and there was like 33 members of the press, you know, and they have everybody pick a winner in the press poll. Anyway, I'm the only one that picked Weidman to win, and like 29 guys went against me, including the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But when I went against the genius, I said to myself, oh, man, and Weidman went out there and took care of Mark Munoz, and he really hasn't lost many rounds, if any.
Yeah, I mean, he actually came on the scene really quick, you know, and like he's definitely shown that he can be up there in the top level. And I feel like, you know, he's going to hold the belt for a pretty long time. I don't think that, you know, obviously Silva is making his way back in. But man, he's a young, talented fighter, man. You know, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for a long time.
Phil DeRue's our guest, folks. We're talking, of course, MMA and the UFC and Chris Weidman. Anderson Silva, he got beat once. He got knocked out. The second fight he got, that was a great defensive move, that checking that shin kick. Wasn't it? I mean, it was ugly what transpired, but that's a good defensive move.
No, no doubt. And it's not a fluke that he won. I mean, people are saying that, you know, oh, it's a fluke again, like he didn't really win it or whatever. But, I mean, how are you going to blame somebody for defending himself? You know, how are you going to say that he didn't win the fight after a good defensive move, you know what I'm saying? So I really do believe that he, you know, solidified his championship belt by, you know, defeating one of the greatest fighters of our time, you know what I mean? So,
okay, so he's 38 years old now, Anderson Silva, training for a comeback, but is a comeback, and I don't think he can beat Weidman again. He can't drop in weight. The GSP is not around anymore for a catchweight fight. Where does Anderson Silva go?
Well, I honestly don't believe that he can't come back. But, you know, I know that he's 38. He's getting up there. But, once again, this guy is the best that we've seen in a while. And regardless of, you know, what happened in the past as far as Weidman and things like that, I believe that he can come back and do something big. And if he fights Weidman, I feel like, you know, he'll connect the dots and figure out what went wrong. And honestly, if you really think about it, you know, it would be a pretty good fight, minus that leg check, you know. So I don't think that you know, him going back and fighting Weidman again, I don't think Weidman has nothing to prove anymore. But, you know, I think that Silva does deserve another shot. But if he doesn't, I like to see, obviously, I like to see him and John Jones. But, you know, that's here nor there. You know, you got to talk to Dana about that. But you never know with that one.
You're trying to get Anderson Silva hurt. Seriously, man. I mean, come on. He's an ambassador of goodwill. He should walk off like Rocky Marciano or something like that. You don't walk out, you know, getting all drilled and busted up and beaten up because he fights Weidman again that third time. I don't see anything changing the third time, man. He's fought him twice now. And I got to ask you this. Do you think the UFC was out of hand when they ranked Anderson Silva over Weidman after Weidman and beat him once, not once, but twice? Was that crazy?
Well, one thing is for sure. I mean, it is crazy, but, you know, the level of competition that Silva's fought and the level of the competition that John Jones has fought has been better, you know, just simple and plain. Now, if Weidman holds the belt for a little bit longer, I think that, you know, obviously he has to defend it more than Silva has, then you can go and make that argument. But as of right now, I don't blame the UFC for doing that.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both boxing and MMA in that first hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays. Then Sunday, we are a two-hour show. For the first hour, all about boxing. Second hour, all about MMA. Of course, we've got a big UFC event. Five-round middleweight bout this coming week. Michael Bisping, the Count. But they don't call him the Count over in the UK. I can't say what they call him because the Count is not pronounce the count over there in the UK. But Michael Bisping, 25-5, taking on Tim Kennedy, 17-4. That's the main event from Quebec City. Of course, that's April the 16th on Fox Sports. Check it out, Fox Sports 1. Phil DeRue is going to spend some time with us until the almost the top of the hour. We'll talk MMA, we'll talk UFC, we'll talk, of course, the Bellator. Bellator is getting it around. These Friday night fights are starting to look good. Good athletes, no question about that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by The Different Water. That's right. There is a difference in the water that you drink. Check out alchemywater.com. That's alkame.com. Alchemywater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power bringing us to the break. Of course, my issues on Tower of Power. Check them out, the message board. I've got a new album, talking about the new album, Hipper Than Hip with Tower of Power, on the message board at towerofpower.com. Pedro, Song of the Month. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is the unique sports show America has been waiting for. Howard Robertson.
Tigers are back on the hunt.
Larry Robinson.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea and almost creates World War III.
And a DJ named Superman.
It's going down, baby. It's time for the halftime. What you got, DJ Superman? Let's go!
A little R&R on sports. Now nationwide on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it? Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt!
He's
hurt!
It's all over! Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow. And it happened like that.
Telling you,
That's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Clocks make it 41 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment brought to you by Alchemy Water. That's right. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check it out. Learn some more. Go to the website, alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E water.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This Wednesday night from Quebec, Canada, Michael Bisping, the Count, although they don't call him the Count over there in the UK. I can't even say that word. If I did, women would be, they'd kill me. Anyways, take it on Tim Kennedy. We've got Phil Bam Bam Drew on the line from Florida. Of course, Phil was the 2012 MMA Awards down there in Florida. He was the strength and conditioning coach. So what's primary? Is it nutrition? Is it nutrition and training? I mean, talk to me about putting together an athlete. If you had a guy come in off the street and he was like a lumberjack looking guy and he wanted to fight, what would you do with him?
Well, first, you know, I would obviously have to get his full background first. You know, obviously I got to see if he really wants to do this, you know. And, you know, if all the criteria fits, I put him through a conditioning workout first. You know, I put him through a physical and mental strengthening workout to see how much I can push him, if he's going to break. If not, then we can go from there. Then I had talked to him about nutrition, obviously, because that's 70% of it all anyways. So, you know, if he's eating fried chicken and trying to come out here and spar, he's gonna die out within the first round, or somebody's going to tear him up. So, you know, what we got to do is we got to make sure that everything's on point, and then I make sure that, you know, if he has 8 weeks or 12 weeks, or if he wants to fight within a time frame, then we figure out, you know, what's the best time and what I can put together as far as nutrition and a strength program for him.
Phil Bam Bam DeRue is our guest, folks. Of course, he's a trainer out of Florida, and he's got an 11,000 square foot gym. Man, that's a lot. You got a whirlpool and stuff like that in there, or what?
Nah, man. What it is I like to call it an hardcore LA Fitness or a hardcore Gold's gym. Basically, we have a warehouse facility, no AC, no fans. We make sure that it stays really, really rough, you know. Obviously, I don't like too much of a commercialized setting, you know. So basically, we have different stuff from like strongman training to, you know, everywhere from CrossFit to we got boxing bags, MMA mats, a cage, a ring, anything you could think of to really train an elite athlete and fighter, all the way into, you know, the average person that wants to just get in shape. So.
Okay, got a real stickler here for you. I mean, listen, you knew this wasn't going to be easy, right?
Of course.
Okay. Fallon Fox was born a man, had a sex change operation, and became a woman. Do you think she should be able to fight women?
Well, which is funny because I know she fought in Bellator a couple of times. Isn't that right? Am I correct on that one?
Oh, she's been around. She's had a few fights, but they mainly have been in Florida.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I believe if the – because I know some chicks that can bang. So
No, I'm not saying they can't, but here's what's up. When you have a man – somebody who was born a man, he has a man's bone structure, and he's fighting a woman. Go on.
I don't believe that, you know, we should discriminate, but I don't think that's fair. Let me be honest with you. I don't think it's fair – she can compete, or he or she can compete, whatever it is, and with the girls, because it really isn't fair. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, I don't know. You ever see that old movie, Juana Man? Remember that?
Yep.
When the guy dressed up? Yeah. It's kind of like that, in a sense. So, you know, I don't really think that this is the best way of going about it. I don't think that she should be able to compete against females, you know.
Okay.
But
Michael,
I got a couple of girls that can throw down with her, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to match my girl against a guy or somebody that was born a guy. Sorry, I don't care all the hormones in the world. Still got the male bone structure. Michael Bisping taking on Tim Kennedy. Who's going to win this main event here?
Man, Kennedy's a beast, man. I got Kennedy all the way, for sure.
No question about that in your mind, huh?
No question, man. That guy's in Strikeforce, he dominated – The only thing that I would probably cause a problem for him would be the kicking style, or like just the style in general of Bisping. But I don't see Kennedy losing this fight at all.
Okay, Roy Big Country Nelson was a winner in Abu Dhabi over in Dubai. And if you ever get a chance to go to Dubai, don't eat food on the airline, because I went over there and got sick. I was there 7 days. I was sick 11. Okay, so Dubai is not the place to go. Don't eat the food on the airline. But Roy Big Country Nelson went over Big Nog Antonio Nogueira was a KO in the first round, 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Clay Guida was a winner as well. But the fight I want to talk to you about is the UFC on Fox. Travis Brown and Fabrice Werdum. That's going down the 19th and next Saturday from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. You use that word beast. That's a word term that's sort of used a little bit too much in the world of MMA. But if there's ever a guy that fits that beast term, it's Travis Brown.
Yeah, for sure. He actually now is training out of American Top Team in Coconut Creek, which I had a chance to kind of go ahead and see him firsthand and his training. And he's training with some monsters down there. I definitely would love to see this fight. Verdum is a tough opponent. I'm pulling for Brown, though, for real.
Well, Fabrice Werdum was going to get that title shot with Cain Velasquez, and Cain hurt his shoulder, so he went into surgery. So now he gets Travis Brown. That's UFC on Fox 11. That's April the 19th from the Amway Center, Orlando, Florida. Travis Brown, the breakout fighter in the heavyweight division, just about everybody's list across the Sure Dog. Everybody thought he was a breakout fighter in 2013. You agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, he's athletic. He's quick. He can throw, and he can knock you out with either hand. So, I mean, I definitely believe he's one of the top guys right now.
Okay, the next UFC pay-per-view is UFC 172, the aforementioned John Jones, essentially unbeaten. Of course, that one disqualification loss, taking on Glover Teixeira. Glover is a hot and cold fighter. This guy's coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland, UFC 172. That's April the 26th. What is this fight like? Does it boil down to all John Jones? Does Teixeira have a chance here?
Well, you know, that's another guy that actually is down there in American Top Team in Coconut Creek. And, you know, like I said, they got a lot of good training partners. They're doing big things down there with Ricardo Laborio. But, man, John Jones is just too long, too athletic, and he's just going to pick him apart. You know, I think that the wrestling of John Jones is going to outweigh anything Teixeira has to throw. And, plus, Teixeira doesn't have the speed to handle the accuracy of John Jones.
We talked earlier about, you know, nutrition and conditioning, things like that. How much of MMA fighting, you're the trainer extraordinaire, how much of MMA fighting is mental?
It depends. Obviously, the training itself would be, you know, 90% physical, 10% mental. Then the fight in itself would be 90% mental, 10% physical. So it flips, and, you know, and the mental part of it all is, and you have to be a tough individual. You have to have thick skin, and you got to be able to perform when, you know, all odds are against you or with you, you know. And if you don't have that mental capacity to withstand any hardship, there's no way that you're going to succeed in this sport.
You know, we're talking with Phil Bam Bam DeRue, folks, of Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but yeah, the gym now is in Port St. Lucie.
Okay. You know, having won four Golden Glove championships and had a few amateur fights in my time, anxiety in the dressing room, they used to drive me up the wall. I just wanted to go to the arena and fight, man, but they would sit there, and since I was fighting in these championship fights for the most part, it'd be towards the end of the night, and they bring guys in on stretchers and guys in wheelchairs and this kind of stuff after getting their heads handed to them in the ring. This was not a good psychological thing for Pedro, man. I didn't dig that. Just bring me to the arena and let me fight. How many fighters do you come in contact with that have anxiety issues in the dressing room?
Well, you know, there's a lot, and I see it backstage too. Me being a professional MMA fighter as well, my last fight, actually, one of the guys, right before I was about to walk out, broke his arm in like three different places, man. And it was terrible. It was like hanging on by his limb. But, you know, I had to put it together. You know, basically telling yourself that that's not you. You know, you're going to go out there and do your own thing and make sure that, you know, that any outside, you know, things that's going on. You need to keep it away from you and stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, but I see a lot of it, you know what I mean? And if you're not ready, and a lot of people think they are, when that cage door closes and there's just a guy standing across from you and he wants to take your head off, then we see what the true test of a man really stands up, you know? So I believe that, yeah, it really is very mental. And if you don't have the capacity to do so, you're going to crumble. And if not, anything, get really hurt. So
I just wanted the bell to ring. I mean, I just wanted to get this over. I didn't want to shake anybody's hand. I didn't want to wish anybody good luck. I just wanted to get this fight over. My mother used to tell me that. She goes, son, why can't you just go to the arena and fight? Because you're sitting back there, you're a nervous wreck. And she was right. But fear is a great motivating factor. The great NFL coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi, said fear is a great motivating factor. Mike Tyson uses it as a motivating factor. I use it as a motivating factor. Do all athletes use it as a motivating factor?
I believe so. And even if they don't want to say so, it really does. You know what I mean? Because in all actuality, you are fighting for your life. You know, this guy wants to take your head off. He wants to kill you, you know, and you have to fight for your life. If you don't, are you not ready to do so, then that's when we see, you know, 10-second knockouts or tap outs early. So, I mean, you know, you definitely got to be ready to step to the challenge and face your fears, in a sense.
Okay, now, at the Drew Fitness Performance Center, of course, you've got some talented chicks, you say, but right now, she stands all alone, the world bantamweight champion, Ronda Rousey, undefeated man. She's a wrecking crew with that little judo and that arm bar.
Yeah, man, she definitely... She's one of my favorites. I'm not gonna lie, man. I have a fiance, and I tell her all the time. I say, babe, you know, if this didn't work out, I'll probably have to go pursue Ronda Rousey real quick. But
you know,
honestly, she's really, man. She's fantastic, man. She can. I really want to see her stand up in action. You know, I think that we got to see it last fight a little bit better, but. But, man, I definitely love the arm bars, let me tell you.
Okay. Now, Gina Carano's talking about coming back. Her and Gina, I would go with Ronda at 135.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Yeah. Gina's another one, man. She can kickbox. That girl is a stand-up machine. But like I said, I think Ronda's going to take it. She's got too much strength, too much athleticism. And I think that if Gina comes in trying to kick, she's going to take her down. And then when she takes her down, it's just a wrap, you know.
Last question for Phil Bam Bam DeRue. What about Chris Cyborg Santos? Does she really need to shave at 5 o'clock every day?
Yeah, if she wants to remain looked at as a female, I say so.
All right. All the best to you, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck there. Good luck down there in Florida. Do you have a website?
Yeah, check me out at DeRueFitnessPerformance.com and Facebook me at Phil Bam Bam DeRue.
All right, Bam Bam, thank you for your time, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, brought to you this segment by Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check them out on their website, Alchemy Water, AlkameWater.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit AlchemyWater.com. That's AlkameWater.com.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Barney Miller bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of mixed martial arts this hour, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wednesday, April 16th, 7 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone, 4 o'clock out here in California. I'm talking about the nation's finale. Michael Bisping and Tim Kennedy, they're going to hook it up. It's going to be a great fight. Of course, Phil DeRue thinks that Kennedy is going to win that fight. Michael Bisping's probably got something to say about that. And then, of course, the UFC going on Saturday, April 19th, from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Straight up, a great main event, a pay-per-view main event. Folks will talk about Travis Brown, the rage of the heavyweight division, taking on Fabrice Werdum, the man that was supposed to challenge Cain Velasquez for the heavyweight title before Cain got hurt and had to undergo shoulder surgery. So that's the UFC, a big on the big Fox network, Saturday, April 19th. Wednesday, they're on Fox Sports 1. Of course, some of those prelims you can get on the internet if you got UFC Fight Pass. The bottom line is it's a good fight, good weekend for MMA fighters. And, of course, Friday night, we go with April 18th live on Spike TV. Check your prelims will be at 7 p.m. And, of course, the fight's going to rock. I'm talking about live from the Mid-America Center, the welterweight world championship of the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, a lightweight tournament semifinal, another lightweight tournament semifinal, and a welterweight feature fight. Straight up, a good card on Bellator this Friday night, April the 18th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturdays, we air for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we go on Sunday with a two-hour show. First hour all about boxing, second hour all about MMA. Until next time, peace, love, and respect.